Happy World Indigenous People Day, everybody.
It's Italian-American discrimination. Apparently, so the Bucko Stop Show, where we talk about movies with your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Gabby Good to his mother, Chishada.
Big Daddy, Don Bodine.
Yeah, white guilt's so bad that we can't have Columbus Day anymore.
Do people really take that seriously?
Well, as long as it doesn't matter that all those people died like 300 years ago.
Smallpox.
No, actually longer.
I almost got into an argument with my father-in-law yesterday about this whole thing. I was just like, just by fucking Europeans breathing on the continent, like we slaughtered like 2/3 of all Indians.
Obviously, they weren't aware of the diseases they were carrying, but yes.
Yeah, smallpox. Yeah. They just had it because, like, I'm Jewish. I probably wasn't, but all the Europeans had just group immunity, herd immunity to fucking smallpox, and then they went over there, like, you know, farting out smallpox, and all the Indians just fucking croaked. It was no like. There was
the farts, that's what got them.
It was the farts, yeah. There was no concerted effort to slaughter those fucking savages.
Yeah, you always hear that old story with the blanket.
That's bullshit. That's fake news. Huh? It's fake news. All right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Columbus is gay too, though. I'm still, oh God, I'm watching fucking Mad Men right now. And like, dude, it's a good show up till season 5. Season 6 is just... It's basically the television equivalent of.
At least it sucks in at the end.
Does it also spread smallpox?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, but seriously, have you guys watched it at all?
No, I've heard that show's boring.
No, actually, you know, here's the thing. The beginning first seasons, it's all about like, so basically it's like a kind of office drama where like the show is built off of the idea that this main character guy sells like this is boring. But I'll tell you.
So the show is not boring. Is
no,
that
it's
what you're
not.
Trying to defend?
Here's the thing. It's hard to describe and make it not boring without watching it. Do you get what I'm saying? But anyway, so this is like wunderkind advertising guy, and he sells like these ads to like all these companies and shit. And part of the show is sold off the fact that he like is like a whiz in the boardroom. You know what I mean? And then
that sounds awful,
sounds
Scott.
Sounds boring at all.
Yeah, all right, fine. It sucks. No, I mean, but it's pretty good up until season 6. And that's where it just gets so fucking gay.
Gay or boring?
Both.
Gay and boring.
Gay and boring.
See, like something like...
It's like, oh, who do we have date now? You know what I mean? It's like Friends.
My boss at the
first.
Music store was really on Boardwalk Empire, and I would get into that because at least I like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, I like him too.
Buscemi?
That's how you used to call him, but go ahead. Move on.
No, isn't that the real way to say it? We talked about this.
It's Buscemi or something gay shit. Yeah,
who cares?
He's ugly. So yeah.
He wears black jeans.
Oh, I meant to bring this up on the other show since we were talking about Martin Scorsese and
what up?
Joker stealing everything.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Oh God. So you know he's making that movie The Irishman that's supposed to be on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So I read this article the other day. Martin Scorsese, The Irishman, heading to Broadway after major theaters refuse to screen it. Netflix plans to appease traditional Hollywood with its upcoming film. And has not gone according to plan.
Fourth Mike Yuffie.
Should we set up another one for him?
Yeah, we should. He can say,
sniff into it.
The company intends to screen the film ahead of its debut on the streaming platform.
Why?
November 27th. I'll get to it. At Belasco Theater in New York City. They want to do it because that makes it qualified for all the Academy Awards.
Sure. Yeah, it has to screen in the theater, right?
But basically...
It's basically going straight to streaming.
Mm. Well, the long short of it is that they want to have it out for fucking like 3 months so that they can actually make money off of it.
Right.
The theaters won't show it for a week or whatever fucking Netflix wants to do. So they're like, fuck you, Netflix. It's only going to be in like basically Broadway theaters.
Oh.
So it's not going to be like the wide release that he actually wanted.
Here's the thing about this whole thing is that it purports to tell what ends up happening to Jimmy Hoffa, right? That's the whole movie, basically. But we already know what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. The Iceman killed him.
Well, duh.
Oh, I'm serious. Richard Kuklinski.
Yeah, but you can always make a movie a little different than what actually happened. Like, we just saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where that's completely all false.
That was the worst part of the movie.
I'm just saying, you could take
it. Anyway, this is purported to be the true. This is purported to be the true story, though. Even though Richard Kuklinski, who is the Iceman killer, I don't know if you know about the one I'm talking about.
But it's got your arch nemesis in it, so we need to see what he has to say.
Al Pacino?
No. No, Robert De Niro.
Oh, I don't. He's not my arch nemesis. Wait, he's just a shitty, washed-up actor. He's a mutt.
What, like, what do you have against Al Pacino other than he just yells in all his roles?
He's a fan of man. He's a fan of man. I'm a fan of man.
Obviously, we got Joe Pesci back for it too, so he can just be short and Italian.
Yeah. There you go. I don't know what you gotta do. Do any white people drive Infinities? I've only seen black people drive Infinities.
No, I've seen white people drive.
When? Show me a fucking photograph.
Do you have photographs of different races driving different cars in your phone?
Infinities are
driven
by black people.
I had a friend who drove an Infiniti who was white, but to be fair, he was pretty black too. Mm.
What meaning?
I mean,
oh,
you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. I think I know who it is.
You probably do.
Yeah, I know exactly who it is. Yeah. All right, fair enough. He's pretty wiggerish. I guess.
So,
what about PT Cruisers? You ever seen a white person driving a PT Cruiser?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a lesbian car?
No, it's a fucking black guy car.
Is it?
It's a Cruiser? Black guy car.
I don't know about that.
My girlfriend was thinking about buying one recently, and I was like,
she's
why
clearly
would
a
you,
trans black man.
Why would you want that fucking car?
Because she's black and male.
She keeps on looking for fucking convertibles, and I'm like, we live in fucking New
England.
Yeah,
it's not very practical. Yeah. Sorry.
She's gonna hear this. She's like, you're talking shit about me on the podcast.
That's right, bitch. Buy that PT Cruiser. Black man.
The other one's a Beetle, which I'm actually like straighter with a Beetle than
PT Cruiser. They're both gay cars.
If it's a vintage Beetle, though,
it won't be.
There's no way.
Let's get real here. You want a Volkswagen, a wagon of the people?
Mm-hmm. I always call my mom's car, I always call it the Hitler Mobile, and she's like, it's made in Portugal, so it's okay.
Yeah,
that sure. Particular that little,
okay. Whatever keeps you sleeping at night. McRib is back. It's not in Massachusetts.
What?
Yeah.
I brought this up on my other podcast, and my other host was not as excited as me.
Oh, I love McRib.
I knew you'd be on it with me.
I love McRib.
Never had it.
It's sick. It's a fucking.
It tastes nothing like ribs.
It tastes like it tastes like barbecue sauce as a sandwich.
It's just a vehicle for barbecue sauce. It's 100% true. Yeah,
it's like a sponge where they dip barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce, minced onions, and like two pickles.
Yeah, and also
I'll take a hard pass on that.
But
I think I have all those things in the fridge. I can make you one right now.
Quick, make me a homemade McRib, please.
It's like a PB&J, but just barbecue sauce.
Well, I'm definitely not traveling out of state to try
no,
it.
No, God, no. Me neither. I'm not traveling.
Well, where? Is it in Rhode Island?
Dude, it doesn't go any further north than New York. And New York doesn't even have them. They stop at New York.
Those Jew bastards.
How dare they, knowing how much I love it. I used to, every time the McRib came back, I would make a point to get like 7. Each time.
That's excessive as shit. Anything from McDonald's in 7 is too much.
Nah. Whatever, man. I'm a wild child.
Don doesn't like the chicken nuggets from there.
I don't like them either.
They taste
I'm with you.
They taste like cloth.
I agree.
They don't taste like real food.
They taste like chemicals.
Yeah, they're really bad. Even as a child.
I was never about it. I like the McChicken is okay.
Yeah.
I like the McChicken.
It's edible.
Especially when you get a tomato on it.
I like the chicken nugget action figures. That's my favorite.
Oh.
Ha ha, yeah.
Ha ha, yeah. Oh, man, the can't fly. Yeah, speaking of wild child, like this whole week, I've been like so stressed out about Marshall and shit that like back smoking basically, but I'm not smoking ciggies. I'm a black and mild wild child.
Oh, God.
Good on you.
Good on you.
You were just talking about black people driving in Infinities.
And now I'm basically black. You're smoking black and miles.
He's also announcing he just got a new car.
Yeah.
To smoke.
Hey, why don't you guys check out my new PT Cruiser outside?
Oh, man. That you exclusively smoke black and milds out of.
Hey, they're pretty fucking cheap.
Not pretty good, but
no, not at all. It was better than buying fucking newbies.
Aren't those like specifically like designed to be blunts, basically?
No. It's pipe tobacco rolled into a cigar.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know anybody actually just like smoked them for pleasure.
That trashy, man.
I guess so.
Yeah, they're bad.
I did recently fight and win a ticket.
Yeah, tell us about that. Yeah, what did the guy not show up?
No, it was completely different than I've ever experienced before, because I think...
Is the method different now?
No, before I went to, I think it was in Dedham or something. It was a smaller courthouse.
Sure. Circuit court.
This one I went into, the one in Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, you go through the metal detectors and shit. Everybody's gone through we've all gone to a courthouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go through the metal detector and they're like, oh, take your belt off and like fucking undo all the stuff that you just did to like get ready to go here. Like you're going through fucking airport security or something.
Which doesn't do anything, by the way, but go ahead.
So I got my feathers all ruffled and then I'm putting my pants back on.
Were you belligerent at the
court? No.
Dude, what the fuck?
They're really rude.
Like they think
they can
be. Well, true. But it's government job, first of all. But second of all, it's like these fucking scumbags coming in here. Like they're probably did something wrong.
Oh God.
Push off.
A civil infraction.
Oh, for the Lord's sake.
So
what did you even do?
My registration expired in my car.
Oh, I remember. Okay, go ahead.
And I got pulled over by a statey.
You're a criminal.
I am a criminal. So I walk in and then there's some guy with like a clipboard there. There's no sign saying where to go or what to do. So I like walk up to the guy with a clipboard and I'm like, hey, I was going to fight this ticket. Like, where should I go? And I showed him my paperwork and he's like,
take off your fucking pants again.
Drop them.
I'm going to rape you. So then he sends me, he's like,
you better not have any money and guns up your butt.
Oh, fuck. He's on to me.
Skunked again.
So he's like, oh, just go downstairs. And I go downstairs and it's like the clerk's office and it's to like pay the ticket. And I was like, that's not what I wanted to do at all. And then I asked the clerk, I was like, hey, where should I go for this? And she's like, oh, go up two floors now. And then I went up two floors.
Okay, but to go up two floors?
Well, I went down one already.
How dare they?
Then I went up two floors. Yeah. Then none of those rooms are marked because she said, oh, you need to go to the third session. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like looking around. None of the doors are marked. And then I go back downstairs to like the main office. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, can somebody help me? Because like nobody is telling me where to go. There's no signs on anything.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you need they're going to go up there, sit down and wait. They'll call a third session. Then you got to go to that little courtroom thing. And then they'll call your name up when you go plead your case.
This is a very procedural drama. Go on.
So I go up there, they call whatever, mm-hmm. I fucking go in there, sit down on the bench with a bunch of other unprofessionals.
Yep.
The magistrate goes over like, all right, here's the whole spiel,
this is what has to be done.
Wait
the fucking Yiddish terms. Take
is it
easy.
Shtick one too?
Spiel, shtick are both Yiddish terms.
So you can say it, but I can't?
I know your nose is big, but...
It's not that big.
doesn't have the hook.
So he goes over all that, and then he's like, all right, he calls up the first guy. His name starts with fucking A or whatever, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to be here for a while.
Hours.
And some fucking black Caribbean guy stands up. The cop that's there is like, he's not the guy that pulled anybody over, but he's just like
he's
reading
there
the
to
case
represent
for
their,
the state.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Specifically the state police.
So he's like, this guy was doing 60 and a 30. And he's basically just presenting
and I'm
it.
Gay.
Wait, you could hear the other person's case being read? Oh.
The only other time I went before, it was like you and them and that's it. Mm-hmm. This one, it was like benches with a bunch of people and then you wait.
Okay.
It's like a miniature courtroom. But so they set a guy's case. So the girl, I'm like, oh, you're going 60 and a 30. He's literally, the cop is reading it to the judge.
Yeah.
Like he's not reading it to this black dude. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, he did not have his radar gun out. And the cop is like,
he did not have his radar gun out.
The cop is like,
he did not have it. This is bullshit.
This is really what he did.
This is bullshit.
And the cop is like, I'm not fighting with you. I'm reading this to the judge. But the whole time he's trying to read
this
it,
is bummer
he goes, no, No, like, this is unacceptable.
Did they hold him in contempt?
This will not work for me.
No, but the judge...
This will not work for me.
The judge is like, shut up. he's no, reading Gabriel. This to me so that I know what's happening with the case. And then
this is bullshit.
He explained that he drove by and he might have been going like 35 miles an hour.
I was going 35 miles an hour.
Which is garbage. No, he wasn't. I wasn't there.
Fuck you, Gabriel.
And he was saying that the...
No way.
The
you have no idea.
The cop was like writing somebody else a ticket, like was on the side of the road. Uh-huh. And his patrol car was
he
parked.
He should have been paying attention to him.
He's like, oh, well, he didn't have his radar gun like unholstered pointing at my car. How did he read my speed? And then they had to explain to him that, well, the patrol cars have radar on it. So when he went and looked
at... I have never heard of this before.
What is this new technology?
This will not work for me.
So when the cop went back to his car, he's like, oh, this guy was speeding and went and pulled him over.
Uh-huh. This will not work for me.
But the magistrate was actually pretty straight and was like, oh, I'm just going to give you like the state minimum, which is like way less than the original fine.
I guess it can work for me.
But the amount of ignorance that I had to like stay there for, even the short amount of time, was like everybody that came up was like trying to fight. And it's like,
well,
no.
That's the point of appealing your ticket.
No, but like fighting like,
oh, like
with
being
the judge.
Like confrontational.
Belligerent.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Belligerent.
Not saying this is what happened.
Right, right. Not stating their case, but just being argumentative. Wow.
Some other guy came up and he was like, apparently was on his cell phone when he got like pulled over. Uh-huh. And he was like, well, I was using the GPS. And the magistrate's like, you can't use your GPS and like look at your cell phone while you're driving.
That's kind of a bullshit rule, but sure.
If you have it holding in your hand, you're not paying attention.
I was
attention.
Doing it on the way over here. Should I be pulled over,
lucky.
Gabe?
You're
can you milk me, Gabe?
You're white enough.
All right, fair enough.
This guy was that.
He
was the next guy, he was like Puerto Rican.
D was DWB.
But thankfully, he flipped the script. After he did a couple, he was like, let's start at the end of the list because these people go last their whole life. And then I was the first one up after that. So they went through like three or four people and then I was up. Ended up getting breakfast, having a nice little day after that. But I thought the Caribbean thing was worth talking about.
No, this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Did you guys hear they announced the new Halloween movie?
That was a while ago, yeah.
Oh, to me, it just hit my fucking screens.
No, I heard about,
my screens.
Heard about it a few weeks ago, yes. I mean,
is it a
no
sequel
surprise.
To the one that just came out?
Yeah,
it is.
It looks very
It
gay.
Made enough money. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Well, next year, you guys can look forward to me fucking blowing a gasket.
Yeah, but Don's not going to pay any more money in October theater.
Yeah, I decided.
Anymore.
Good. I don't either.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the movie? There's something strange about the Johnsons.
What?
That's
a documentary.
Isn't it something to do with like someone like fucking each other or something? I think I have seen that.
It's a movie about a black
yes,
family.
Yes, I have seen it.
I saw it just this weekend. It's the guy who made Hereditary and Midsommar, Ari Aster, and he made this movie about a teenage black son who rapes his father
over and over
again.
The son rapes the father?
Yes. It was so fucking weird.
Yes, it was.
It was so fucking weird.
Was it a feature film or a short?
It's a 39-minute movie.
That's right. It was a short.
Yes.
I mean,
it's so fucking
that kind of
weird.
Abuse can only go on for so long.
Dude, and it's so weird because he like writes a book about it. He writes a book. And he's like, my trauma and me or something. And then his son finds it and goes, I'm going to rape you again. He rapes him in the bathtub.
He rapes him with the book that he wrote.
No, no. Yeah. He shows it to him to let him know how he fucked up.
I just picture that. Remember that the movie we made where like the book was a
That's
character?
That's what I was going to say, Michael Connelly. Yeah. Forced him into
you
a pumpkin.
You got to see this movie. It's so weird. What? It's so weird. It's
Why fucked. Didn't you read my book?
It's so fucked up, dude. Yeah. I was like, I made Julia watch. We were like cooking dinner and she was like, what the fuck? Like, why'd you make me watch that?
He's like, Don recommended it.
No, I knew about it outside.
Pass the bug.
No, you brainwormed me. I am fucked up because of you.
Yes.
And I just wanted to watch it on my own. Dude, it's so fucking weird. It's, so yeah, there's one scene, the younger black guy takes his prom date to prom and then comes back and drops her off and then he comes back and he's like, And he's like, I'm gonna rape you, Dad. He fucking rapes his dad. And then also the day of their wedding too, he sucks his dad off and his dad's like crying. His dad's crying while he sucks his dick. It's so fucked up.
This doesn't sound like an enjoyable movie at all.
It's funny, honestly. Like, yeah. It's like, it shouldn't be that it's funny.
Yeah, but you feel bad for laughing, but you laugh.
That's kind of the thing. Because it's stupid still. It's like, couldn't he just be like, fuck you?
Yeah, because they're trying to play it like really dramatic and like.
And like the son. Wait. This is the best part. The first scene in the movie is him, is the dad bursting in on his son jacking off. And he goes, son, I just want you to know that this is perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with this at all. And then he goes, thank you, Dad. I love you so much. He goes, I love you too, son. And then he leaves the room. And then it shows what he was jacking off to. And it was just a photo of his dad shirtless.
Yes.
It's so fucking gay. Oh, my God.
Are you guys sure you didn't write this in like another dimension?
I swear to God, I wish. I feel like we got the screenplay. Honestly, I feel like in another. The guy, his name is Ari Aster.
Oh yeah.
That literally sounds like a movie you guys would have made when you were like 16.
Really though, which reminds me, by the way, do you want to talk about Fugly Brown, or should we not mention who it was? Because she has a real career.
Yeah, I know.
This is a person we know.
Someone, yeah.
We made her wear brown face.
Blackface, yeah.
Blackface.
And we made a movie called Fugly Brown.
Fugly Brown, where she was a black police officer.
Yeah.
And she goes, what up, sugar? I'm Fugly Brown.
Oh, shit. It's Fugly Brown.
Oh, that's right,
nigga.
That's right, nigga. That's right.
Yeah.
Dude. I wish we could just say who it was, but I don't want to ruin her life.
Yeah, we should not do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it. We were way ahead of the curve.
I know, really.
We're geniuses.
You're something, all right.
We could have destroyed our careers before we had careers.
Yeah.
That
for sure.
The funny one is the life and times of Barack Obama.
We really are ahead of our time because back then he was a junior senator.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's going to be the next president. So let's call it the life and times of Barack Obama.
Yeah, because it was like an esoteric reference at the time because I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, he made headlines for like talking shit about George W. Bush. I was like fucking 17, 16 at the time.
Yeah.
I voted for him in 2008.
Outside of that, the only other one is Rambo 35. And there's a new Rambo coming out.
Rambo.
It just came out.
Yeah. Last Blood.
That's true.
That's us telling the future in our movies.
Yeah. Pretty prophetic.
Our movies. Speaking of which, we never finished the commentary that was called Our Movies.
We'll do it again.
Volume. Second volume coming soon.
Yeah. We'll do it again. Hey, that's going to go to...
It can go on Patreon if we have any interest.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. That'd be good. We can save ourselves the time to...
You can see what shitbags we were when we were like 16 making really bad
Speaking
movies.
Of which, I was just thinking about your confirmation show the other day.
Oh, God.
Because I was like,
or
just...
any other like family event that we played as a band.
I was like, can we possibly put that up for us?
No.
You're that embarrassed.
That was like one of the worst experiences of my life.
Why? Just describe why.
It was horrible.
In words.
I don't know. It was so fucking awkward. And it was just like.
Especially the part where like Gabe's all of his like fucking aunts and uncles are just going singing in Portuguese, droning on forever while we play the same three notes.
Yes. Telling you and I, Scott. They were telling you and I, Scott, to play more softly.
Yeah. Oh, right. So their shitty ass voices could get through.
Yeah.
Yes, they're so good at singing. That's what we really need to hear.
Yeah, that's what they're there for.
It was for everybody. It was a family event.
I remember I kept like looking at the door to the VFW and being like, I should just walk out. I really was considering.
I also remember Bob's brother was taking the food and making it dance.
God. Oh, my God. That was fucking horrible.
I don't remember that. I remember my cousins that were like little kids were
dancing.
Like moshing.
Yeah. They're like slamming into each other and shit. Yeah. Oh man, this is a rough episode.
Yeah, really.
Just in terms of all the awful shit I'm bringing up.
Salt in the wound over and over again.
I know.
I went to Salem this weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
I hate going around this time because it's so fucking crowded and shitty.
Salem Beer Works is a nice place. Have you been there?
No, I went to some other brewery that fucking sucked. Like, we got a flight of every beer that they had there.
They all stunk.
And me and Charity are just sitting there, each had, like, trying out the beers going, yeah. They got almost progressively worse as you went on. So we had, like, 8 different beers and none of them were very good at all.
Well, I at the time, I was under 21 when I went to Salem Beer Works, so, but the food was good.
Oh, I'm gonna have to try it out next time. This one, it was, I remember what the logo looked like. It was, like, some fucking hipster-looking dude with a raggedy beard, and he's got, like, a pilgrim hat on.
You sure you weren't looking at a mirror?
Shut up. He had a pilgrim hat on, and there was, like, a musket, and then, like, an old-school witch broom and a cross.
And a butt pooping.
Witches woo.
And a butt pooping, yes.
But I almost called the episode a butt pooping. Oh, you should. I didn't. I ended up calling it something else.
No, but the reason I was there was... I forget what the hell it's called. Something Essex, Essex gotta, Museum. Does that sound right?
That fucking dad rape movie. It's so funny to me that that's a thing.
I think you've talked enough about dad rape for this episode.
My dad's in the Dominican Republic. He might be getting raped.
I'd imagine so.
Is his dad there?
My dad is.
No, but is his dad there?
Oh, his dad's sucking his dick.
His dad's dead. No, he's crying and his dead dad's head is on his dick.
Jesus Christ.
Go on. Sorry.
No, there's some museum there. I think it's like the Essex Museum or something.
Okay.
And they were showing La Inferno, 1911. It's like an old Italian film. Silent. It's basically Dante's Inferno, but a movie.
Yeah.
And they had...
So it looks kind of like the hell scenes in that Santa Claus movie.
This is way earlier than that, though.
Was it good?
1911, yeah.
Not really. Okay. I had never seen it, and I definitely think this was the best way to see it because they had a dude doing live music. I wrote down his name.
That's actually sick. No, don't give him a plug. Let him pass.
Maurizio Gorani.
Beep, beep.
He's from Goblin.
Oh, really?
The synth horror group that did Suspiria and Zombie 2 and Dawn of the Dead. Yeah. So they did the soundtrack for that. So it was like that. Dude, and I don't think he fucking spoke any English because after it was done, he just like kind of bowed and then like awkwardly like put his hands together and went like, enjoy, and then like walked away. So I don't think he spoke any English.
Not a bad thing.
I think he improvised in some of the stuff too because some of it I was like, where the fuck is he going with this? But it was pretty cool.
He's just senile. They're like, get up there. You'll be fine. Yeah.
So he did a live score to the whole movie while it went on, and it was pretty cool. The movie's interesting. I don't know if either of you guys have seen it.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube, but from what I've started to watch on YouTube, because I came in a little late and I wanted to see like what scenes I missed like a frame. The music they had on YouTube was fucking awful. The first one I clicked on, it was like... Because it must be public domain. It's so fucking old. Mm-hmm. It had like lyrics to it.
Copyright existence.
It had like lyrics to it, and there's like a lady singing. I'm like, how does this fucking go at all? This is supposed to be like hell and fucking like fire and brimstone, and it's like this stupid bitch singing.
What do you guys get recommended to you on Instagram?
On Instagram?
Don't use it.
Well, good. But what do you get recommended to you on Instagram?
Well, seeing how my name is Cheap Guitars, Cheap Thrills, it's a lot of guitar
I am a things. Fat piece of shit, so it recommends me a lot of like random restaurants. So like around the country. And I'm like, I click on it. It's like, oh, it's in fucking Ohio. It's like, how am I going to go to that? But
just because all you do is watch food porn on your fucking computer.
True. Mm. But also just the other day. This fucking shit just became... It happened twice, dude. If it happened once, I'd be like, all right, it's a fluke. But it happened again as I got this recommended to me.
The fuck is that?
What is
take
that?
Take it. Take it. I don't know. Look, it says sponsored, meaning it wasn't something that came up on mine like a naturally.
It's like a man lady.
It's a 16-year-old boy who wears like YouTube makeup tutorial style makeup.
It sounds relevant to your interests.
Right. And I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck is this coming to me?
I want to see your history, but I don't.
There's nothing weird, honestly. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't
Which computer?
Me.
What computer was it?
This.
Oh, so it was on your phone.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe because your wife, I don't know if Julia
would
look
up. Oh, I
see
what you're saying. Maybe she was looking at YouTube like makeup tutorials. No. She
like,
doesn't even watch
account?
That shit. No, not that. I would. That would make more sense than this.
Yeah, I'm very.
I
confused.
Don't get it. And I was like, "What the fuck is this? And why?"
Have you ever gotten those Wish.com ads?
Of course, but here's the thing.
Their shit
I clicked
is weird.
Just to see what the deal was with this fucking little faggot. I clicked on it. He's got less followers than I do.
Wow.
He's shilling for himself. So he's paying Instagram money for Scott to see
Scott level fame.
The Scott level fame.
He paid
fame.
Money to get made fun of on this podcast.
Kind of, yes.
I mean, what does he expect?
I mean, like, what does he think? He's going to become the next big YouTube sensation?
I mean, that's pretty niche. Like, who's like, oh, shit, I really want to see this 16-year-old boy put on fucking women's makeup. Like,
he doesn't even look good, bro.
No, he doesn't. No.
Like, makeup. Listen, if you look good, maybe I'll give you a second glance.
God.
But I mean, come on. You
gotta work on it.
He looks like Charlie McCarthy.
One of the biggest makeup brands right now is, like, this drag dude. Jeffree Star, I think his name is.
Oh, Jeffree Star. Oh, you want to know something interesting?
What?
Jared Threaten used to be one of his co-hosts on his Stickham show.
Really?
Yeah, way back in the day. So, yeah, Jared Threaten, quote unquote, it's not really Jared Threaten, but the guy we refer to as Jared Threaten used to be like one of his like panelists on his Stickham. Remember Stickham?
Vaguely. Yeah.
It was like a cam site, but not for sex.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, really though. But yeah, Jeffree Star, that's where he came from originally.
Weird. Yeah, yeah. He's like a head honcho in fucking makeup now.
Faggot.
I mean, yeah. He's a fucking drag queen, dude.
By the way, speaking of which, Jared Threaten is like trying to like launch a new modeling career and shit, but like all the time he always like makes us make sure his mouth shut because he's got one of his front teeth is missing.
I'm sure you could just stick a chiclet in there. No one will notice.
Jared Threaten.
Revamping his model,
sorry,
gapless
bro,
model
sorry
fucking career.
About that whole gay shit up. I remember
that literal gay shit, by the way.
Oh, right, because I'm my mom now.
Oh,
about time.
God damn it.
No. So just last night, she messaged me. Oh, let me just read it to you.
So is this the first contact you've had since? Okay.
This is the first contact we've had.
All right. Let's hear it.
Since, and she goes,
is this an olive branch or is this
no,
yes, to whip
the opposite,
him with.
The opposite. Okay. I'm very hurt that you called me stupid and haven't said anything to me since.
What more is there to say?
So this is what I sent her. It's the deal with it dog gif, and the sunglasses fall down in his face.
I like it.
Deal with it. And she goes, really? And I sent her this.
Fuck. Skinner.
Principal Skinner. Pathetic.
I'm surprised you didn't send Pepe. Feels good, man.
Fuck, I should have sent her Groiper. I should have sent her Groiper. Do you know what Groiper is?
No.
It's Fat Pepe. It's okay, I gotta show you Groiper. Groiper is like,
it's gonna be worth it.
No, it isn't, but I wanna show you it. What do you got, Gabe?
No, just more shit I watched. I watched, did you ever see the Dennis Rodman 30 for 30?
No, tell me about it. I want to hear about this.
It's actually,
I'm actually really interested in what he's all about because he's fucking retarded IRL.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, he was like a tranny in the 90s, which is nuts.
So I guess what happened was, okay.
CTE?
No, he's from Texas originally.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up, his dad.
Already, boy. I'm from Texas, boy.
Yeah, basically. His dad left when he was really young. Like, surprise, surprise.
Wait. You're kidding me.
No, yes.
He's black? You mean his father left and he's
yes,
black?
Single mom. No. It's nuts.
That's crazy, man.
So it was his mom and two sisters. He was like a really awkward, introverted kid. So he would just hang out with his sisters all the time and they would like dress him up in like dresses and like a girl and be like, well, you need to do your hair now too. And you need to do your like makeup. That's kind of where that whole thing started.
Yeah, sure.
And he was just this like really weird, awkward kid. And he never even really, he didn't play a full season of basketball even in high school.
Wait, so where did he get into the NBA from?
He was like homeless because his mom kicked him out. Because she was
the
like,
fuck?
After high school, she was like, well, if you don't get a job, like get the fuck out of my house. He did get a job before that at like the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Yeah.
And he was like a janitor there, and he like noticed that one of the stores sold watches, and they had like one of those you know, those gates that they pull down, like the steel gate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like a cage.
Yeah.
And he reached his broom through it and like stole a bunch of watches, and he didn't even sell them. He like gave them away to people so they would like be nice to him. This
what
is
the fuck?
This is 100% true. And then, like, the cops, like, saw him on the...
100 million percent true.
The cops saw him on, like, the surveillance footage. Obviously, he was fucking stealing the watches.
Yeah.
And then when they went to press charges, they're like, oh, he didn't sell any of the watches, so we're just going to, like, drop the charges.
This seems like a revision.
Because it's
me.
So...
Yeah, a little bit.
It's so fucking... So, it was such a sad story. They were just like, oh, fucking let the kid go.
So now he's hanging out with Kim Jong-un.
Well, no, that's it's a long road there. He ended up having a growth spurt after fucking getting out of high school. So he was 5'8", and he shot up to like 6'8" by the time he was in like a shitty community college in like Oklahoma. And this white family like sort of adopted him because he had this basketball camp.
So he's like that African guy in the...
Blind Side?
No, I was going
to
say...
Anybody I've told this story to, they're like, oh, so it's like that movie, right?
No, it sounds to me more like that black guy that gets adopted in I Heart Huckabees. If you've ever seen that.
Never saw it. No.
All right, never mind. Somebody else is laughing.
So he was like a camp counselor at this like basketball camp. This kid comes in who's also very introverted that just killed his best friend in a hunting accident when he was like 12 or 13.
What the fuck is this getting at? Where are you going with this?
I'm just telling you a little about
this
it.
This is really Dennis Rodman's story. Okay, go ahead.
And he ended up becoming friends with this kid. He's 21. This kid's either 12 or 13. And then the kid's like, oh, I want you to meet my friend from like basketball camp. And they're like, okay, Johnny or whatever his name is. So come to this rural white family like farmhouse in fucking Oklahoma. He brings home this 21-year-old 6'8" tall black man. And the mom is like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't expect this at all. And he ended up like, instead of sleeping in his dorm, he would like fucking like sleep on their floor at their house because this family basically adopted him. And then he ended up getting like whatever the equivalent is of like he went all American in basketball from playing for this like community college and ended up in the NBA.
Interesting.
But his whole story is basically
like an MKUltra fucking, you know, like patient.
It's really,
you know, see, you know, it seems like they like with the cross-dressing and the dating Pamela Anderson and the whole, like, just being, like, this story makes no fucking sense, by the way.
He didn't date Pamela Anderson. He was married to Carmen Electra.
Oh, Carmen Electra, like, my bad. Same shit. Who gives it? Is there much distinction between the two?
No, but
one fucked Tommy Lee and one didn't. One fucked Tommy Lee, and the other one fucked Dave Navarro.
One was in Good Burger. So wait, that's the distinction. Carmen Electra.
Oh, yes. Okay. Welcome to Good Burger. That whole thing is fucking MK Ultra too, by the way.
So the long short of it is he won a couple of championships in Detroit.
This sounds like fucking MK Ultra to me.
And had,
I'm
like,
not even bullshitting.
The basketball team was his family. The
I'm
coach
make
was
a prediction
basically
here. We're
his
gonna
dad.
Find out in the future.
Okay.
That Dennis Rodman was a victim of MK Ultra, much like Timothy McVeigh, Much like
he didn't go to an Ivy League school, which is where they did all the testing for that shit.
Doesn't matter. They also kidnapped foster kids too to do it.
But he wasn't a foster kid. His mom just didn't give
that's
a shit
you,
about
that's
him.
That's what you think. That's what you think, Gabe. Also, Whitey Bulger was an MK Ultra.
Oh yeah, that's like common knowledge, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see that movie with Johnny Depp?
It sucked. Nope.
It wasn't very good at all.
I
got my hopes up for it.
I saw it with my mom. And then you said, you're a racist, sexist, homophobic.
Really? All that, Ben?
Yep. It's true.
I actually know someone that worked on the movie, but it's very obscure.
Marshall keeps talking about how his uncle is like a character in it.
He wants to get him on the podcast.
We're not doing that. No. We're never doing that, by the way.
Just
we're having some old boomer on the show just because he killed people at the same time as Whitey Bulger.
I'm gonna name drop, even though I don't know the name, but who I know someone's aunt that did the food prep on that.
Oh wow.
Wow, you're really cool.
Yeah. Well no, not just like not like she didn't like feed everybody, but like you know when they do a
she's head of craft services. Dude.
You know like there's a specific scene in that where he like has a steak and he like cuts into it and eats it and it's really
creepy.
Oh, like
the on screen
exactly.
Food. Okay.
So she has to
that's kinda cool, yeah.
She has to make sure that it's like the continuity is like exactly right, like the steak has to look exactly like the other steak in the other shots.
Oh.
But wow, that's a lot.
It's pretty
of
sick, right, guys?
Yeah,
it's
pretty.
I'm cool. Impressed.
I can get her autograph for you if you want.
Thank you. Last week, I didn't. It's so funny too. I go, I didn't even talk about the Renaissance Fair, and you go, good, good, keep going.
Do you want to talk about it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Dude, the dregs of human society.
No shit.
I went in a week where there was a football game at 1 o'clock, so it's the real nerds who went. And then I actually left to go watch the football game.
You were too cool to hang around anymore.
It wasn't that. It was I ate too much weed edibles, and I got fucking so zooted I couldn't handle it.
Those Renaissance fairs are just for busty nerds to like put themselves, squeeze themselves into corsets.
There was some dope ass fat bitches there.
Don't play that no more.
Yeah,
been there, done that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm married. I'm not buried.
Oh. Too bad Marshall's not here to talk about fat goth girls.
He'd be
with
like,
you.
Hell yeah!
I texted him when I was in Salem. I was like, you would be in heaven right now. There's just.
So many gross fat bitches.
Well, everywhere you go, it's
by
like...
By the way, the ones at the fucking Renaissance Fair, gross as shit.
Yeah?
Of course.
But
yeah.
Busty.
Busty, but gross.
That's the title.
Yeah. Busty, but gross. All right, fine.
In Salem, like, you go into a bar, there's a fucking goth girl.
Yeah.
I went into the museum at the fucking, like, information desk, there's a fucking goth girl. I swear to God, they just, like, settle there.
They're like, this is my place. I need to go to a place where a bunch of women were burned on stakes.
For looking pretty much probably how I did.
The same I look, yeah. I ate, like, a bunch of weed gummies. And, like, I got, like, so fucked up that, like, me and Julia were, like, both freaking out.
How do you guys do that shit and then drive around?
It's easy.
It doesn't sound easy if you're, like, too fucked up to walk around a fair.
I've been doing it for, like, over 10 years, dude.
That's illegal.
I know. But, federally. Like, we got there, and, like, it started to hit me, and we
That's
walked...
illegal federally.
That guy's still in jail.
Really?
Good. He's still? Hasn't come back yet.
Did you figure out what happened to him?
No, but he's gone. He's gone, damn. So...
Well, he's gone.
He's gone. Yeah, that fucking guy...
See,
like,
you
I
see if they
seen...
have an estate sale, we can get a scooter.
Dude, I'm thinking about breaking in there and just fucking...
frame it up and put it in the studio.
Yeah. I could easily just sneak in there, because there hasn't been anyone there in like 6 weeks. There's the same lights are on every day, and
so
nobody goes in or out. No, they're just on all the time. It's just trying to look like this is somebody there.
All right, Gabe, cut this out. We're robbing him.
Yeah, you know you want that fucking scooter.
Pretty sick.
It's pretty
you can
pretty
do
dope.
Tricks on it.
Pretty dope. But yeah, no. What was I just saying before that? Oh yeah, and I ate like. Probably like 180 grams of THC.
That means nothing to like me and Don.
Okay, well just...
What's like a normal... What would a normal person...
like 40.
Okay.
a pretty sizable amount.
Yeah. I don't know. I overdosed. No pun intended, Marshall. I took too much though. I took too much. Like, and we got there, and I was just like, we went to go see the Tiger show, and I was like, the Tigers.
Of course you were.
I was like losing my mind.
They weren't even gray. I don't know why you get excited.
Before we had the edibles.
No, I was losing my mind because I was so fucked up.
Sure.
I went there with an agenda. There was like a bunch of shows that I always see every time I go there. Like, for instance, there's the torture show.
Do you go every single year?
No. Okay. I go like every 3 years.
I was worried.
Pretty much. But I know all the shows that are
there. I mean, it's not like Disney World.
No, it stays the same pretty much.
I know, but I'm saying if you go to Disney World every year, there's something wrong with you.
You're a faggot, yeah. But anyway, I was just going to say, I usually go... Wait, does he really? Faggot. So it's pretty much the same shows, though, every year. And I usually go see this thing called the Torture Show, where this guy, he breathes fire. He sticks, like hooks down his like eye holes and shit. And like it's a sideshow act.
I can picture the guy. He's really douchey looking.
No, he's bald and he was fat, but now he's not fat.
Oh, he's not fat.
He lost all his weight. Yeah, actually, he was bragging about it during the show.
Good for him.
Yeah,
guys, yeah, I lost all this weight from putting hooks in my fucking face.
Well, he has this sexy little tiny Romanian woman, and he throws knives at her. And he fucking threw like 6 knives at her on a spinning like thing. And I was like, holy shit, like I could have watched a fucking murder today. But he nailed it. So, I mean, that was cool. And I was like, so fucked. Like, I was like,
the good thing about that
losing
is like,
touch with reality with being so high.
If he does hit the woman, he's just got like a truck full of him in the back. And it's no problem. He's like, Romanian.
He has an American accent, but she was Romanian.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was doing that.
It's a good bit. But yeah, we watched also the jousting. And by the way, this is something interesting. They got women jousters now. And I was thinking, yeah, I know, right? My entire childhood, I went to this place like since I was like six years old. I used to go with my dad all the time. Never a woman jouster.
Does the armor look different?
No, it looks exactly the same.
It's
actually
not even shaped for them.
Well, no, because they have like the cloth armor, and then they have the metal shoulder pads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was saying this, Julia, though. If you think about it, jousting as an art is really just about being good at riding, right?
No, because you have to focus on riding and also knocking the other person off and keeping your balance.
Okay, fair enough. It's kind of like wrestling, though, where they have a predetermined who's going to win.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, probably there, but yeah, there's probably some places
it's
where
like
they like
wrestling,
actually
where they
do
have
it.
A storyline throughout the day.
Okay.
Yeah, and like you're supposed to root, depending on where you stand, they have a different champion. It's like wrestling, dude.
Well, I'm thinking of there, and yeah, they are putting on a show, but I'm sure that there's places where they still like
maybe,
compete.
Maybe.
Quote unquote.
What else did I see? Oh, yeah, there was like this cute Jewish girl with bare feet.
Well, I'm leaving.
No, she did like this acrobatic show where like this Owen Benjamin looking motherfucker like held her up and like did like, it was kind of sick. Like they were doing like some pretty daring feats with the way that they, did he really leave?
Fire with the bare feet.
You know why.
Gabe, come back.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Gabe, go to bed.
Go to bed.
You know why I like the bare feet, man.
I do. I don't actually.
What?
Were they hairy? Like, did she have, like,
No. She had, like, No, they were nice. I don't know. What did we say? Come on. Incriminate me further, you piece of shit. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to be in so much trouble over this episode.
God, you're fucked.
But no, honestly, the show was pretty sick. And they were funny, too. And the guy looked like Owen Benjamin. Really looked like Owen Benjamin. All right, we're going to take a break now.
All right. After gay pee.
After gay pee.
All right.
Nice Jewish feet. Yeah, I saw this movie last night called The Summer of 84.
Okay.
And it's like, it's similar to that that It remake in the sense that it's like a...
Uh-oh.
No. It's kind of doing the 80s nostalgia thing.
Uh-oh.
but it results in a pretty intense story with rape and murder.
Remember that?
All right, you're redeeming yourself.
I'm a man after your own heart.
Yeah, of course.
But so basically, it bills itself as like one of those like, oh shucks, folks, the kids are trying to track down the evil killer thing, and okay. It's very 80s thematic, and then all of a sudden it goes
dark.
Real dark.
Okay.
And me and Julia walked into it just kind of watching it just because I wanted something on while I edited. Mm-hmm. And I finished editing during it, and that was when the movie went dark.
Just in time.
And I was like, fuck.
Can you give us, without spoiling, give us an example of
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say besides... So basically, the movie is spent following this one cop character who's in the neighborhood who seems okay. And maybe there's something dark behind what's, you know, and then it turns out, it's very dark.
Isn't that kind of giving away?
No, because the movie sets you up to expect it, but it doesn't expect
you. Don't know how far they're going to go with it.
Right.
Okay. Right.
You don't. You're expecting.
Do they lay on that 80s cheese? Like,
yeah, at the beginning, and then at the end, they drop all the cheese.
I feel like whenever they
do. You know what I'm saying?
They do like an 80s thing now. It's like so over the top.
The movie's called Summer of 84. So, yes, they're clearly trying to lay on the cheese, but then the cheese just goes, wah! And it's off. We're here in real Horrorville. And like, you know me, I don't like horror movies normally. I like, you know, the kind of shit you like, psychological kind of like dark shit. Mm-hmm. And it goes there. I'm really trying to avoid, because this movie, it's the guy, it's so funny because we were talking about Mad Men earlier, and like one of the lamer characters in Mad Men is the bad guy in this movie.
Okay.
One of the like more boring characters in Mad Men, and he does so good. He subverted my expectations. I thought he was going to give a Mad Men tier performance, and it was like, I have to tell you off air how good it is, like, because I don't want to spoil anything. The best thing about it is it almost bores you in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
That doesn't sound great.
No. Well,
is it kind of in the way that Halloween does
it?
Yes.
It makes you go feel a false sense of security.
Lets your guard down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is a cutesy Goonies style investigative. Because they're like investigating the bad guy.
Backyard mystery.
Dude, that's a perfect description of it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I get what this movie is. And right. Then at the end, it's just like, oh no. But yeah, you gotta see it. Summer of 84. Check it out.
I'll watch it.
All right, we're done. Let's go back to the shitty host.
Where were we?
I'll let you pronounce all these fucking hyphenated names.
Gangdu.
Gangdu isn't the man.
No, he's not.
I know. He seems like a really big loser, actually.
Yes.
He seems like very opposite of the man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, we watched
The Host
this week. So this movie is about how America sucks and pollution is gay. Basically.
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah. I think it does a pretty decent job of entertaining you throughout.
So does this monster happen because they dump formaldehyde?
Yes. It doesn't make any fucking sense. No. It's based on the director. He saw a fish.
Oh, because he sucks.
No. Yeah, he kind of does. Have you ever seen any of the other movies he did? Did you ever see Snowpiercer?
No.
It stinks.
Is that the one where they eat babies?
Yes, they eat babies in it.
That's the only thing I know about that movie.
They eat babies. They also eat cockroaches in it.
Nice. Dope.
The director saw like a fish that like mutated and it had three backs, and he was like, oh shit, I should make a movie about that.
Had three backs.
Formaldehyde. That's what mutates fucking.
Three backs?
I don't know. It had three spines. I don't know. What do you want from me?
I thought it would have multiple legs. Backs is like a weird
thing. A fish
thing.
Has legs today? That's what you're saying to me?
Tails or something. I don't know. I guess I picture the fucking mutated fish from like The Simpsons, basically, with all the eyes.
Yeah, well, this isn't what it was.
This thing had legs.
This is real life, Gabe.
Yeah. Hey, come on, Gabe.
This thing had legs.
It did have legs. It was kind of like a bipedal, or sorry, quadrupedal tadpole fish.
Yeah, it looked like a fucked up tadpole.
Tadpole fish. It kind of looked like a trout still.
Yeah.
He looked fish-like.
He was a fish, yeah. And, yeah, so I guess they dumped all that shit down the fucking drain. And also, by the way, it's like evil America.
Yeah.
Also, America is just like over and over been the bad guy in this movie.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like, and it's just like, all right.
The evil old white guy.
Yeah, well, the one who orders him to dump all the shit, too. And then, not to mention, they use the justification of the human getting that disease as the justification for quarantining off the entire city. Mm-hmm. Which is, you find out later that there's no virus.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. It's just the American military trying to like pin it down into one location.
By the way, what was the deal early on with the guy standing on the bridge and then he jumps off the bridge? What did that have to do with...
It was dramatic. I don't fucking know.
Asians like committing suicide. That's all that is.
Yeah, their rate is much higher.
Shame the director didn't before making this film.
Ooh.
It's not that bad.
Oh, it's awful.
You think so?
I hate it.
I don't have like strong feelings positive about this movie. I liked it before. I liked it the last time I watched it, which was years ago. And I assumed that I would enjoy it more this time. And then
you're
I was just
down.
Like, was
you're
it
a bit let down?
Yeah, for sure.
You would have to be.
Yeah. So anyway, so basically some fucking evil white guy, fucking pours a bunch of makes where's the funniest part too is he goes like he's like yeah you should dump it all down the drain and the guy's like the courageous Asian is like oh maybe you shouldn't
it sounds like it sounds like you making an Asian accent
like he said like are you sure
but sir it's going to Han River
Yeah.
Is it the same cockeyed guy that's later on? Is that the...
No,
it's
not at all. Not at all.
What's that cockeyed guy from?
I think he's in I Saw the Devil.
Is he?
I think so.
The white cockeyed guy.
Yeah.
Because I was...
Oh, the white
guy. I was looking at the actor.
Oh, that guy, yeah. Maybe it's the same guy?
What an odd casting choice.
I know.
But I recognize him from somewhere.
I don't know.
I couldn't put my finger on it. Nightmares?
He's really ugly.
Welcome to my Glilda. So anyway, so he pours down the drain and then like years go by, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Does it say?
I think years go by. Because it's supposed to be around the time of the Korean War, I think. That U.S. Army guy is having him pour the shit down the drain.
I don't know. Maybe.
And it just gestated all that time. Mm. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, this monster.
Pouring formaldehyde down a drain caused one monster to be created.
Just exactly one, by the
just
way.
Just one giant monster.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's basically like a Godzilla scenario, but like way more low budget and Korean.
Okay, yeah. For what it's worth, Godzilla isn't a very good story either. Just saying.
Much
I
more,
like Godzilla.
A lot much more entertaining.
A lot more charm.
Well, yeah, they all run and they say Gojira and, you know.
I'm more into it.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's this retarded guy, and he works at a fucking noodle cup.
He basically sells ramen noodles for a living.
Yeah, he's like a snack bar attendant.
And he's got sweet highlights in his hair.
Oh, he looks dope. By the way, I like how they were like, oh, American people are going to watch this. We better, like, discern him. We better at least make all the characters at least wear the same thing the entire time or have their hair be, like, of mention. Because, like, you've got the main guy. He's got the blonde hair. He's got his brother, who is an oversized baggy suit the whole movie. He's an alcoholic, by the way.
Yeah, but he's very, like, cartoony, like, hiccup drunk.
Yes, he's like, ooh, yeah, exactly.
The dad, he saves the movie for me.
He's
actually
decent
says
at
some
acting.
Funny shit in it.
He's decent at acting, too.
I was so glad when he died I couldn't fucking stand it.
Really?
I mean, he's entertaining in that he's so fucking weird, but, like...
Yeah, you don't know... He has no... His motivation makes no sense.
I like...
Pretty much every... Well, that's
well,
not true.
Yeah,
I like
saving
his daughter.
Yeah, the daughter
yeah,
and
sure.
the sister.
I like when he's, like, convinced that he has the virus. chest, and he's like, oh, I can feel it itching under my skin. And he's like, it's probably because you never fucking take a bath. His dad says that to him.
Well, can I just say that you got to admit this movie has a sense of humor about itself.
I just couldn't understand. I couldn't tell what the tone was supposed to be. Was it supposed to be funny?
I think it was. I think it was supposed to be like kind of slapsticky, but kind of dramatic too.
It was such a mixed bag. Like it felt unintentional at times, the humor.
I feel like it was intentional.
I think it was intentional.
I think it was intentional too. They just do shit differently
over
there.
But it's like the scene where they're crying about the girl and they're all rolling around on the floor.
That was excessive. No, but I laughed at that.
Yeah,
though.
But I didn't know if I was supposed to.
I think it was. Maybe I'm just giving it the benefit of the doubt, perhaps. But I personally felt that was like a goofy, like they were being cartoony.
I just couldn't get a grasp on the tone. It was just.
I will admit to you that the tone doesn't make any sense whatsoever. No. But
it's kind of like a weird horror creature feature. Then a little bit of Contagion. And then there's like comedy mixed in there.
Well, I was going to say though, I think the creature feature B movie is kind of what the tone of the movie is. It's goofy. There's lightheartedness. There's those scenes where the characters are also, by the way, the characters are so cartoony. Like all of them are such caricatures of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like the straight laced, like gold medalist sister.
Bronze.
Yeah.
Come medalist.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Too much credit.
But yeah, then there's the doo, 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 you know what I mean? Like drunk guy.
I didn't know he had a theme song too.
Well, I was trying to make like, whatever. But then there's also Stupid Head, the main character guy. And then there's the, like,
he's basically a goofy guy with, like, a big heart.
The little girl, basically, is the daughter on Inspector Gadget.
Gosh, she's Penny.
She's Penny, basically. Like, she's the only one who's smart in the whole show, in the whole movie. I thought it was, like, I don't know. I like this movie ironically, if that makes sense.
I think that's the only way to like this movie.
Liked it more than I thought I would like it, because right when you get into it and you have the monster, I'm like,
it's a dumb monster.
I'm setting my expectations for like sci-fi movie.
Yeah, like a sci-fi channel,
like sci-fi original,
sci-fi channel.
That's what you get, pretty much.
It's much higher quality.
But what's
than
wrong with that? Once in a while,
I didn't like it.
I understand why you didn't. But I also respectfully enjoy it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
The plot is so shoestring. Like, it is. That's why I fucking like it. It's like something I can watch without really paying attention to.
It's a background movie.
Oh my God.
It's not a background movie. It's a movie where you acknowledge how shitty it is the whole time.
It does have things that are legitimately scary in it.
There's a couple of horror moments. Well, what about the scene where the monster gets into the truck and there's the people like going, like they're
all
trying to get out of
that. I'm talking about the whole human aspect of it, of them being like, oh, there's a virus. We're just going to quarantine you all right now. And we're going to give you a lobotomy against your will.
That's kind of one of the weakest parts of the movie, honestly.
But I'm saying that's...
What do you think?
That can actually...
That psychological drama part didn't work.
That could actually happen to you rather than fucking giant fish monster like
this. It turns out in spoiler alerts, but there's no fucking virus.
Which is why that's scary.
They were just doing it because they fucking felt like it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They fucking hold this guy down without any like anesthesia.
Yeah, but here's
and
the thing: is it's like again, the Americans are evil. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gonna imperialistically like inflict this thing on you, Korean dumb gooks. Like, or like that, like the same. I think it is the same guy from the beginning to the part where like they're where he goes, there is no virus. You know what I mean?
And then he understands him, and he's like, oh,
yeah,
oh, you heard me. I think the really weird and weak thing with this, too, is the timeline's really, like, iffy and all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so the daughter gets, like, eaten up by this fish thing, and that's the main...
Also, I like how there's, like, four times where she's in the thing's mouth and she never gets cut once.
Yeah.
Well, I it seems like what he's doing is he's swallowing things and then like storing food for later.
Yeah. Well, that's why he spills her and a bunch of other people into that like little crevasse.
Yeah.
In the sewer.
But the major thing I think is wrong with this is the timeline and like how is she staying alive with like no food? She's apparently drinking water that's dripping from the ceiling in the sewer. No.
Remember that's why they introduced that little brother duo.
Pisses himself.
The kid who pisses himself repeatedly. Before he goes into the sewer, him and his brother rob the snack bar and bring a bunch of instant noodles and shit and snacks and crackers and stuff.
Him and his brother eat stuff. I don't think they have it there. Do we ever see them eat anything? That's what I'm saying.
They didn't, but I think it was just like left on the editing room floor. This is so much as... Like, I think that was the intention like of the character coming in contact with her. When
they came in, I was like, who the fuck are these people that they all of a sudden just dropped into the story?
Well, no, I mean, it makes sense. There's like a demilitarized zone and there's a bunch of like little stragglers around.
Well, like they're homeless people trying to get food.
Well, he's a homeless kid. Those kids are homeless too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
That's like where they fit into the story. Right,
exactly.
I guess.
Actually, I kind of like that. Is that you? It is realistic in the sense that it's not like they didn't just sweep out every last one of them. There was like a few stragglers hanging behind and like, you know, looting or whatever. I like that. Sorry.
I just thought it was like kind of like where the fuck is this coming from when they jump because
it just
the
starts
movie.
Following them for a little bit and you're like, okay, why are we following these characters now? And it connects back.
Right. It loops back. And when you find out
for a moment, you're kind of like,
the little girl
why?
Ends up fucking hooking up with the little kid.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Also, let's talk about the fucking triads. Remember the triads they hung out with for a minute?
Yeah, but for some reason, they have their contact info to get out of quarantine. They just call them up and they're like, hey, pay me 10,000 fucking whatever Korean dollars and we'll get you all the shit you need. Apparently getting them a fucking scientist guy truck too because they like were able to go through the quarantine zones.
Right, and then they do that really goofy scene where they're like, he's like, I'm the supervisor of your company. I don't know you. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, it's like artificial drama.
Sorry, this is all I have. And then drives off and it's a cup of fucking ramen, but like filled with quarters.
Yeah.
Or dimes,
one. Well, here's
saving
the thing
up
is,
to buy her a cell phone.
Right. Yeah, he was supposed to buy her a cell phone. Yeah. But I mean, like, would you rather live or have a cell phone? I'm just saying.
Take the cell phone.
Yeah, probably. Me too, by the way. Yeah, so there's that whole thing. But the old man dies holding off the enemy, the monster.
But his son fucks up again because
he gives him the wrong gun.
He goes like, after he gives him the shotgun, he's like, one, two, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because he's got no shots left.
How did they get shotguns in fucking Korea, by the way?
I don't know. That's the triads just apparently give them everything. Any plot holes are filled by fucking triads.
Fair enough. It's kind of like The Killer. But I've been picking a bunch of chink movies in, by the way.
Yeah, you
lately.
Gotta stop.
I gotta stop, yeah.
They're bad.
I just, you know what it is? I give them a little bit more of a benefit of the doubt because they're not white.
I know that's why. I was literally thinking that. I was like, Scott like thinks this is like fucking like...
I don't think it's good. I think it's stupid, but I still like it.
But they're better to you because it's like, oh, like, aren't I worldly? I brought this fucking shitty Korean movie.
Fuck you, piece of crap.
Fuck you. That's not at all what it is.
Get your gochujang ass out of here.
Shut the fuck up. No. Can I tell you what I really think?
Let's hear it.
It goes, oh, look what the little fucking non-whites can do. It's so cute what they do. It's so cute that they make their own little movies. You know what I mean? It's so adorable that they think they can make their own movies. That's kind of...
Did anybody else notice that the people protesting had the, like, waving arm inflatable things that you see at, like...
D!
You see them at, like, fucking, like, used car places, and they're like, we're protesting, like, get some of those, like, things that flop around when you fucking throw air through them.
Yeah, that's what signifies revolution, is car sales.
Basically. I was like really confused by that. I mean, I guess they must be used differently in other countries.
Let's get to the end there. The second act.
They talk about this thing called Agent Yellow
which is clearly just going to be like, yeah, Americans stink because they used Agent Orange in Vietnam.
But they say that it kills anything like biological.
But it doesn't. But it literally doesn't.
Like, we'll say 100 meters because I'm not sure about the distance. It didn't seem like it did fucking jack shit.
Yeah, it seemed like the heroes ended up killing the monster.
Yeah, but it didn't even kill the people, and it didn't kill the monster either.
That's what I'm saying. It was bullshit. Well,
it just made them like hack up
lungs. For what it's worth, Gabe, I do think that was the point, is that they were like, look, they don't, it doesn't even work. Like, they're trying to kill us, but it doesn't even work. I don't know.
It is pretty weak. I didn't even. I didn't make the connection to Agent Orange because I think that's such a stupid like thing to do.
I
didn't even think about it.
They all think about that. They're like, fucking man.
That had nothing to do with them.
Or did it?
Yeah, you don't know, Gabe. You MK Ultra.
Can I say at the end too, and you would talk about the girl saving the boy, and I'll.
Oh yeah, all right. So basically, she tries to help the little boy escape, but she ends up getting swallowed by the monster with him. Like
she's
shielding
like hugging
him.
And shielding him, and right. Then they chase the fucking fish thing later. That like the dad fucking like pulls him out of his gullet.
Yeah. Well, no, wait, slow down a little bit, because there's a pretty dramatic action scene that happens where, like, the homeless guy that helped the alcoholic brother, like, find his way over to the bridge.
Even though he was just like, I'm bored, and smashed a bottle over his head and decided, I actually really liked that just because it was just
yeah,
like,
I like that guy.
He was just like, fuck you, you can't have everything you want. I guess I'll go, I'm bored.
Yeah. So anyway, he pours a big bottle of gas over the monster, and the brother, the alcoholic brother, throws a bunch of Molotovs over at him, and
has the worst fucking
misses,
aim
by
possible.
The way. And then the last part, and this kind of worked, by the way, is when he drops the bottle, you're like, oh, you're like a little bit like.
Not really, because I could see them using the fucking Archer sisters fucking arrow. Fine. It was
I did too, but I mean, at the same time,
I like the ending.
It worked
scene.
A little bit for me.
I thought it was pretty cool how they killed the thing.
Yeah.
It was like a team effort.
So anyway, give it a little credit. As an action movie.
I don't know. I didn't
come on, no
see
action
anything of value.
Movie is not predictable.
They could have just shot the thing.
Yeah, they could have shot him with rifles.
Sure, they could have done that. It could have been worse.
All right, fine.
But anyway, so he gets covered in gas, and then the sister dips her fucking her arrow in fire and shoots him, and it catches him on fire, and he kills him.
And oh well, also he gets like
stabbed in the
mouth.
Like,
oh well, well then he's running. He's running towards
the ocean to be. Put out, obviously.
Right, he's running towards the ocean, and the blonde retard stabs him with the sign, and yeah, it's very
and
yeah,
they get burned.
It's really. So, and then they get burned.
They basically. Pulled the kids out before
that was way before that
burning
yeah.
And everything. Can I say that? So apparently. In Korea, nobody knows CPR because these kids are like non-responsive and yeah. They don't do any
no,
like
he was she was dead though
chest compressions. They don't do any mouth to mouth anything.
By the way, can
they
I
don't
just
try
say
to
this,
revive the kids at all.
This was this broke records for the highest grossing Korean movie of all time.
That says a lot about Korean cinema.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's not
we've had better
bad.
Korean movies on the show already.
Oh yeah,
we have
I know.
Had two. Better Korean movies on the show.
Yeah, and I didn't even like the second one.
Yeah, well, no, they're both in descending order of badness.
Yeah, they're getting worse. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah, I will. But I mean, like, it's just like, I have to lower my expectations a little bit for these fucking Asian movies.
I did. It wasn't enough.
Okay, fine. I understand your point, because this movie isn't good, but I'm...
I think it's tolerable.
I think it's a 5. Here's my review.
Let's hear it.
Well, I also want to be able to give it a higher score than Joker, because I was thinking about this at work the other day, is that I think we all...
It didn't make you feel like shit afterwards.
We all
How
liked,
about that? What?
Let
you
me,
made you feel like
let
shit
Let me get this out. Let me get this out.
Okay, Gabe first, then me, then you.
I'm pretty sure that we all liked Pootie Tang better than we liked the Joker.
Yeah,
and I was thinking of that at
Wait,
work
really?
The other day.
You didn't like Pootie Tang?
Come
no.
on.
How did you like Pootie Tang?
The humor made me laugh more in
oh,
Pootie Tang,
fair
I guess.
Enough,
so
fair
if
enough,
by
yeah.
that, that's the yardstick.
I was just
then.
Thinking of bad movies we watched that we liked more than the Joker, and it right, made right. me smile a little bit.
Well, anyway, let me give my review of this movie. It's dumb. It's a stupid monster movie.
Uh-huh.
I really lowered my expectations for it because it's Asian, too, by the way. Listen, It's not good, but I also enjoyed watching it, like, because I just like Asian people overacting.
I know you do.
So he probably loved them in the memorial scene, like, whoa!
That was my favorite part of the movie. Anyway, so I give this movie, five, because it's worth watching, because it's stupid and fucking, there's a through line that doesn't make no sense. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It doesn't make no sense.
I'll give you that.
I'd say based on the type of movie it is, which it is through and through a creature feature.
A creature feature, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Even something that's notable like the creature from the Black Lagoon is pretty stupid when you think about it.
Oh my God, yeah.
And its roots, but it's still a watchable movie.
I like the anti-American sentiment. I don't know, man.
From it's our allies, too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, we give them fucking money.
It's a stupid fucking movie that is worth putting on and
watching.
Think
about how mad he would be if this was an Israeli movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, it would kill me.
This is like the country, the next country.
I love Gooks.
We help this country, like, the most after Israel.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, these American pigs.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, five.
Okay. All right, so for all the reasons...
I know you're going to give it a shitty score. I have no problem with it. Yeah. No problem with it.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. True. For all the reasons you said that you like the movie, I think those are all the reasons that I hate the movie. Mm-hmm. It's just so stupid. It's like insulting to sit through. And I found none of the characters were even redeemable. I thought the protagonist...
No, they're all horribly written characters.
If you don't like the dad, you're not going to like
anybody.
It's
like an Archie comic.
Yeah, and I understand. It's a creature feature. It's not so much about character, but I need to at least be able to latch onto somebody.
Sure.
And
the little girl
yeah, was the closest.
That's who I latch onto. Yeah, she's the one who's like the brings gravitas to the whole thing.
But I still just wanted everyone to die so the movie would end.
Wait, you wanted her to die?
I just wanted it to end.
Oh.
Okay, the whole time. Soon as the monster jumped out of the water and started running down the fucking sidewalk.
So bad.
Which is like 12 minutes in, by the way.
Yes, it is. That was just like the switch went off. I'm like, hey, okay, this movie sucks.
It's a tight 90.
Is it? No, it was like 2 hours.
No, it's an hour 43.
Are you sure about that? Did I watch like an extended cut?
No, it's maybe. It's an hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, that maybe sounds
I got
about
a smaller
right.
Version.
Maybe that's why you liked it.
Oh, maybe.
It was.
And I had trouble finding one with subtitles.
I watched the one that you watched. Yeah. All right, fine. So if it was 2 hours, it was 2 hours.
Specifically, the male protagonist, the guy with the fucking.
He's so gay.
He's just a weepy, pathetic, impotent character.
Here's the thing, is like they give him uncharacteristic strength during certain scenes in the movie, which make you go, okay, well, I have to have some loyalty. Remember the beginning where he brings the stop sign to attack the monster? And then after that, he's a complete pussy after that. So you're supposed to ride off of the fact that he was courageous that one time for the rest of the movie, basically. Yeah.
Him showing strengths is basically...
One time.
Him lifting a street sign... Him escaping a hospital and then him lifting a street sign again, but this time he smashes the concrete off it.
Yeah, and also he stabs the monster.
But I don't know if you could say that it's worth watching 2 hours of movie for three stings of strength that should
heroism
be
here.
That should be the character that you're like really
I think
focused
so.
On.
Part of it though is that he is a comedic character.
But
he's supposed to be a comedic character.
You should empathize with that character, and I just he was sickened by him.
You're supposed to empathize with the little girl, and you laugh at him.
But she's the character who's in peril, so you do somewhat empathize with her. But it's supposed to be about this father getting his daughter back, and it's supposed to be
kind of
that
I know.
He's fucking.
Listen, I'm not really
pathetic
full, I'm
and
not full-throatedly defending that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be that he's weak, and then by the end of the movie, he fucking finds his fucking balls and fucking.
But he doesn't.
Saves
he
his daughter.
Up, he
but,
ends up
yet,
losing
doesn't.
In the end, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Gabe. Yeah, this was just a chore to sit through for me, and it was like watching a sci-fi original. I did. It didn't help.
Go on.
I had to, stop eating because it sickened me. No, but it was like watching a sci-fi original movie.
It is like that. Yeah.
But it was like, it was just so tonally confused that it wasn't even like, I couldn't have fun with it, with how bad it was, because it felt like I was taking itself seriously. It was like watching the like 98 Godzilla to me.
Oh, that's how I felt. I see your point, because there is comedic parts in that too.
Right.
That don't land. Comedic. That don't land. Right, that right. don't land. Air yeah. quotes. But this lands to me though. A little bit, a little more part of the fucking 98 Godzilla.
I guess, yeah.
Because, I mean, look, come on. That part where they're rolling around the floor, you didn't like that?
That was, I was just, how am I supposed to feel about this? That's what that's what I was thinking.
It's a joke.
Is it?
It's remember that so scene in The Sopranos where Vito gets caught at the gay bar and he's wearing all the leather shit and he goes, it's a joke.
I don't think I've seen that episode.
All right, well, you get there.
All right, I can't wait. It's a joke. I actually... I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to give this a lower score than the Joker.
What?
Slightly lower than the Joker.
Really?
There was less redeeming in this than there was in the Joker, sadly.
Listen, I'm not going to fucking argue with you because I understand. No, listen to me. Go ahead. I mean, I understand your point of view. I just looked at it more as a joke. Than you did. Yeah, as you more saw, of a goofy,
it's a dumb comedy.
Movie. It's a comedy. Laugh. That's kind of how I saw it.
Definitely saw
but
it
I also see how one could walk into it and be like, this is fucking stupid and gay.
Yes.
And there's nothing funny about it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will give this a 3.
A 3. Okay.
Yes. Gabe?
Gabe? What's your take?
As much as I want to give it a higher score than Joker just because it's funny to me, I can't do that.
So you're going to give it the same exact score? What did you get? I think you gave it a 3.75 of the Joker.
No, I think I gave it a 4.
You did?
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. I'm even bothered by that.
I kind of see what they were going for. It's easier to watch than a sci-fi original.
Yeah,
but it is. The CGI,
it's better acted than a sci-fi original too.
Even though it's 2006, the CGI in this movie
it sucks, still really bad.
It's not forgivable.
Duke.
And I basically mentioned everything I like. Like I liked the hobo, and I liked the dad making fun of him. That's pretty much. Oh, you know what? I liked some of the chasing shots where they shot from far away and they're like running. I thought some of those shots were kind of cool.
Sure.
That's about it. I'll give it on par. I'll give it a 4.
4?
It's on par with the Joker.
Yeah.
That everybody's freaking out about, apparently.
Can we talk real quick? We're never going to review Snowpiercer, by the way. This guy sucks.
Yeah, he does.
It's every cliche little fucking turn. It's so bad. Dude, do not watch. Dude, the host is better than Snowpiercer.
When you first talked about the host, I actually thought it was like a zombie movie or something. Because you never told me any specifics about it. I just knew it was Korean and it was a horror movie. That was it.
I hate everything.
So let's plug and get out, I guess.
I guess. Scott Lizard Abrams and Cheap Guitars, Cheap Thrills on Instagram. Check out our band, nothing but hitmusic.bandcamp.com. Donate to the Patreon. We have a bunch of free content. Oh, not free
if
content.
If you pay for it.
Sorry. We have a bunch of paid content.
Behind a paywall.
If you pay us.
It's a fucking dollar. Come on.
It's a fucking dollar.
I'm also making my hands fart by accident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Email us at cinemapocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Email us cinemapocalypse@gmail.com.
Download the Anchor FM app and leave us a viewer voicemail.
I guess. We're kind of past that by this point.
Rate, review, and subscribe. I would say on iTunes, but now it's dead. So
wait, we got kicked off of iTunes?
No, iTunes is dead. I guess they retired.
So Apple Podcasts.
Anyway.
Be gay to yourselves and each other and kill yourself. It's not worth living anymore. Bye bye.
So that's kind of like where that whole thing kind of...
Just cut around. Yeah. Ooh, hello. Was he there the whole time?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, faggot. Knock it off.
Stop mid-jump.
He's cute.
Sprite bitch.
Yuffie!
Get the fuck
down. Get
down. I'm
this movie?
I thought you watched it really recently.
Was it? Yuffie, shut your fucking
mouth.
Yeah,
that's him making his fucking... his fucking possessed, like, cat noises that he comes up here and does at 3 in the morning.
That's cute. What is it, Yuffie? What was that?
Yuffie.
Yuffie!
Yuffie!
Ah, there we go. Him.
We got him.
You can stop now.
Give him a treat.
No, fuck that.
Well, he came up when I called him. Give him a treat.
So? He's That's a faggot.
He doesn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve a treat. I agree with you, Don.
Jeez.
Fuck him.